Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, daf Lamed Beis, and we are going to talk about the sugya of Malchiyah, Zechronos, and Shofros, because that's the main topic on today's daf. Says the Mishnah, Seder Brachos Omer. What are the Seder of the Brachos that we say? Omer Avos, Ugvuros, Ukdushas Hashem. So, Machlokes Tanoim, how we structure the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, right? According to Rov Rishonim, this is just the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Lamar is a Shita that every Shmon Esrei, every Amida that we have on Rosh Hashanah gets this. You don't see any specific mention of Dafka Musaf in this sugya. That's why he feels is all the Amidot of Rosh Hashanah have this formula. So anyway, so what exactly is the formula? Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Akiva, how we structure Kedushas Hayom and the Malchiyah Zechronos and Shofros. The Tanakama, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, says that what do? We have Malchiyas first with Ata Kadosh. Ata Kadosh and Malchiyas are the same theme, so you put them together and there's no Tkios, Veino Tokeya. Kedushas Hayom Vitokeya. Then you have Kedushas Hayom, Atovach Artanu. Zichronos Vitokeya, Shofros Vitokeya. And then you have the last three, Avoda Hoda and Berchas Kohanim. Amalor, Rabbi Akiva says, Veino Tokeya la Malchiyas lamahu Maskir. If you're not blowing for Malchiyas, so why are you mentioning Malchiyas? So rather, no, you have Avos Gruos Kedushas Hashem, and put Malchiyas with Kedushas Hayom. Malchiyas goes with Atavach Artanu, and then you have Tkiya, Zichronos, and then you blow, and Shofros, then you blow. Fine. So the Gemara asks on the language of the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Imeino Tokeh LaMalchiyas, Lama Hu Maskir. The language of Rabbi Akiva was, well, why do you say Malchiyas if you're not going to blow Shofar with it? What do you mean, Lama Hu Maskir? What do you mean? What do you mean? Why do you mention it? The Torah says to mention it. So what exactly is Rabbi Akiva talking about? So Lama Ama Eser Lamatesha. No, his point was that if you're not going to blow, then once it's different than the other, two special brachos, so then you might as well make it different in terms of the psukim, and therefore, that is what Rabbi Kiva meant to say. Hold the ishtini, ishtini. So the pashtus of the Gemara here is Rachmana Amar Itker. Is the chiv of saying Malchiyas, Zechronos, and Shofros, is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? So the pashtus of this Gemara, Rachmana Amar Itker, right? That sounds like it's d'oraisa, if you take that word literally. And we also had this earlier, back on Daf, Tes Zion Amid Aleph, where the Gemara also says, Amipnei Ma Amra Torah, right? Or Imru Lefanai Barosh Hashanah. Hashem says, say in front of me in Rosh Hashanah, Malchiyas, Zechronos, and Shofros. So you have these Lashonos of Rachmana Amar Itkar and Imru Lefanai Barosh Hashanah. Malchiyas, Zechronos, and Shofros. Malchiyas, Kedeshah, Tamlechuni Aleichem. Malchiyas, so you are Mamlech me. Zechronos, Kedeshah, Yala, Zechronechem, Lefanai, Latova. Zechronos, so that your memory goes up in front of me, Latova. Ubameh, Beshofar. Through the shofar. So again, you take that language literally. So it sounds like it's a din d'oraisa to mention Malchiyas, Zechronos, and Shofros, even though there's a general machlokas whether tefillah is d'oraisa or tefillah is d'rabbanan. But it sounds like from here that the mentioning Malchiyas, Zechronos, and Shofros has to be d'oraisa. Is there any way to say that tefillah generally, like that Ramban, that tefillah every day is d'rabbanan except for a sara, while it would be d'oraisa, Malchiyas, Zechronos, and Shofros? So is that possible at all? Again, according to, let's say, the Ramban's opinion that tefillah every day is d'rabbanan except by Eis Tzara. So is there any way to say that Malchiyas, Zechronos, and Shofros are d'oraisa? So one can say one of two things. Either, well, this is Eis Tzara. Rosh Hashanah is an example of an Eis Tzara. So this is one of the exceptions to the rule. Or one might say that Emek Bracha says this. Bracha says this, that to explain the Ramban regarding Berchas Kohanim. Berchas Kohanim requires the context of Avoda in order to do Berchas Kohanim. But the question is, what Birchas Kohanim Bizman Azeh is only Durabanan because all of Davening is only Durabanan? No. Says the Emek Bracha, Sefer Rav Parmanchik, even the Ramban who says the Chiyuv of Davening is Durabanan, the Kiyam is for sure Daraisa. When you David, it's a Kiyam Daraisa of Tefillah. The Chiyuv might be Durabanan because it's not formulated in the way that other mitzvahs are formulated with the Lashon of Etzivui, Ula Avdo B'cholav Avchem Zu Avodah Shebelev, that's not so mafurish, but in terms of the kiyum that takes place, that for sure would be daraisa, and therefore maybe you can say the same thing here. Malchiyas, Zechronos, and Shofros. When you daven, it's a kiyum daraisa of davening, and therefore it would be okay. Those would be the two answers, even if you would say that it is daraisa and tefillah generally is rabbanan. But it seems to be pretty clear though that Malchiyas, Zechronos, and Shofros are the rabbanan. Why? Even though you have these two lashonos of Rachmana Amar and Imru Lefanai, you have the Gemara on in Daf Yud Lamed Daled. In 2 days from now, where the Gemara says, let's say you have a choice of whether to go somewhere where there's a shofar, but they don't have sidurim, they don't have machzarim, or go somewhere where they have machzarim, where they could daven and they don't have sidurim. Says the Gemara, you go to the place where they have shofar. Why? That's the one's daraisa, one's the rabbanon. Ketzad says the Gemara, Umitzvah betoken yosir mena mevarchin. What does that mean? Ketzad shtei ayaros ba'achas token u'ba'achas mevarchin. You have two cities. One of them is doing tekiyas. One of them is just making brachos. Hochel l'makom shetoken vein hochel l'makom shemevarchin. Pshita hadaraisa hadurabanan. What do you mean? That's obvious. Blowing is daraisa and machas token versus durabanan. Even if shofar is a suffix and tefillah is a vada, you would still go to the shofar because it's a potential of a daraisa. Rashi, vaday hu lo sheim yelech etzel mavarchim yimsa sham asara v'yispalol shliach tzibur v'yotzienu dechovaso v'yelech etzel token shema kfar amdu v'alchol abesa. Maybe they finished already. Maybe you'll miss it. And therefore, even if you have that vada and safik, you still go to the makom shetokin. So it seems like the Gemara is pretty feverish. That is durabanan. So how do you put this all together? You have the Rachmana Amar and Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you have this Gemara Daf Lamed Daled that it is durabanan. So there is a famous shita of the Ritva. The Ritva says earlier on that Gemara, on Daf Tezayim, it is for sure durabanan. Even though it says Amru Lafanai, it is what we call an asmachta. An asmachta, it's hinted to in the psukim, as the Gemara also says, it's hinted to in the psukim. Umehacha samchu rabbana letzkune hani psuke ditkiyasa. Right, the psukim. But, says the Ritva, it is what we call an asmachta. And that's where the Ritva says what he thinks an asmachta is. Shekom mashiyesh lo asmachta men apasik, heir HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheroi lasos kein. Asmachta means that Hashem thinks it's a very good idea. And it's appropriate. But he didn't make it into a chova. And he gave it to the Rabbanan to be able to formulate as an obligation. And this is clear. This is bar ve'emes. This is what an asmachta is. Some say this is referring to the Rambam. Not like the mafarshim that explain asmachta shukaderach simin. It's not what the Torah meant, but the rabbis found like a little hint to it in the Torah. The Torah didn't mean it, but the rabbis went backwards. They made up a din, and then they went backwards to find a hint in the Torah. Chas v'shalom yishtak adar v'lo yomar. Chas v'shalom to say that, says the Ritva. Shezu derach minusu. That's heretical to say such a thing. No. Aval haTorah he'ira b'kach. The Torah wants this. U'masra chiyav adavar l'kavo l'chachamim. They just left it. The Torah left it for the rabbis to obligate. Im yirtzu, k'mo shenemar v'yatzisa pi adavar ashi yagidu l'cha. Follow what they tell you. L'fichach. That's why the Rabbanan always try to find raya o zecher o asmachta. To connect it. And to show that they're not saying anything new, klomar shina machad shim davar mi libam v'chol Torah shabal peh remuza b'Torah shabachsav. All Torah shabal peh is already hinted to a Torah shabachsav. She tamima v'chas v'shalom shehi chaseira klub. It's not missing anything. These are the words of the Ritva Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin. The Rambam, but without getting into the larger asmachta issue, the Ramban also in the Melchamos assumes this Durabanan. V'od Ashkach and Lechem ki agavna bidurabanan. He quotes this Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Imelafani Machoyos Rechonis V'Shafros Amar Malachei Shoyes Lamanei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why aren't they saying Hallel on Rosh Hashanah? Right. So there are other examples of Durabanans. Says the Ramban. Rav Asher Weiss in Rosh Hashanah in Moadim and Simin Zayin notes that maybe there's an answer to that question of the from the Gemara and Daf Lamed Daled, where the Gemara seems to say Beferish is Durabanan. Durabanan, because you go to the place token, that's Daraisa, close place where there's a Karin, that's Durabanan. No, it could be that, and this is what other Achronim say also, it's Durabanan when it's by itself. But when it's accompanied with Tkios, then it would be Daraisa. Imru Lefanai, along with blowing, right? What did the Mishnah say on today's daf? Vitokeya after each one. And Rabbi Kiva got so upset. If you're not going to be Tokeya, what's the point of it? What do you mean, what's the point of it? Because maybe there's a special message about blowing along with them. V'luli divrei harishonim, says Rav Asher Weiss. Hayanira lechora lomar, debemes, havemir smachas, erchor, zephrofas, minat Torah. Uke demash, babi, hachas, lashonas, ha-gemara. Mimashadarshu mikro di ishlomar machitz achronos ha-shofaros. Ela de'enze mitzvah ela b'hadei tkios ha-shofar. But it's only when it's accompanying shofar. Uba pashas divrei chazal. Like it says, uba meh b'shofar. Back on daf tezayin. V'ze geder adin di ishlalavos es tkios ha-shofar b'psukim. Ubrachos shelinyani malchias achronos ha-shofaros. They have to be together, as we had a shir. Also about shofar as tefillah. That we had that earlier. When there's no shofar, then saying that that feels drabanan. The kach tikru chachamim abeishol tefilas Rosh Hashanah, and that's the way to put the sugis together. But he notes that many didn't say this beforehand either. But we have this idea of tkios al seder habrachos. That's also, by the way, how we got to 100. Right? Really, on a daraisa level, all you have to blow is 9 sounds. Right, it says the word trua 3 times, putting it together, and we know there's a tkiya, true is the sound you have to hear, and we have a misara that there's a tkiya, a straight sound, before and after. So it's 9. Problem is we don't know what a trua means. That's what the Gemara is going to get to soon. Whether it's what we call a shvarim, what we call a trua, or whether we call a shvarim trua. So that's why we have to do all the possibilities 3 times, and that brings us to 30. That's why the minimum amount of shofar is 30 kolos. But how do we get to 100? So there, we have to add on tkios al seder habrachos. Right? We have not only tkios beforehand, we have tkios during the chazaras hashatz, and according to some minhagim, tkios during the tefillah balachash, and then we end up with 100, you add on another 10 or another 40, depending what you have left, to be able to be maskir eim sisra, according to the Yerushalmi. Good. But again, tkios al seder habrachos is definitely adds on to the number. But the question is, when we do tkios with tefillah, is there an ikar and a tafel? Meaning, is it our tefillah being accompanied with shofar? Or is it shofar being accompanied with tefillah? Right? So that could be a machlokas rishonim. Could be a machlokas rishonim. Dagos Amonios, quoting Rabbeinu Simcha, right? If you look in the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef quotes this in Tav Kuf Tzadi Beis in Arachayim. What happens if you talked in the middle of tkiyas? V'imsach bein tkiyas demiyushav ein sarach lachzor levarach. You don't have to go back and make a new bracha. Umiyo yesh igor b'beish b'siach, but you shouldn't talk. V'chein kasav arif v'harash, meaning the Beis Yosef. V'perak basur, the Roshana, v'chein kasav arambam, v'zel shono. Kishotokeya, zesh shotokeya kishen yoshvin, hu shotokeya al seder abrachas, kishen omdim. She have the same baal tokeya, v'eino medaber ben tkiyas to miyusha v'tkiyas to mu'umad. V'imsach b'neim, if you talk between tkiyas to miyusha v'tkiyas to mu'umad, avavisha avar eino chozim avarach. You don't make a new bracha. That's what we paskin. If you talked in between, there is no new bracha made. But says the Beis Yosef, "Udoloke tekasva abgas amanios b'shem Rabbeinu Simcha shachozer mevarech." Wow! So Rabbeinu Simcha says, if you talk after the first 30, after the tkiyas demiyushav, before the tkiyas demumad, you need to make a new bracha. What's his svara? What's his svara? Again, the Rambam and other Rishonim say no, lechadchila not. The Chadchila don't talk, but the Eved is okay. There's even the Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid in Rosh Hashanah says, Af lechadchila mutar lasuach. Right? Even lechadchila, one can talk. Don't worry about it. So, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? So, according to the Rabbeinu Simcha, the fact that you didn't, that if you talk, you have to make a new bracha, what does that show? That you really haven't done the mitzvah yet. You haven't done the mitzvah. The Iker Tkios are the tkios al seder habrachas. Those are the ikar tkios, right? The brachas are malave the tkios, or at least the tkios are in tafel, right? Because the ikar mitzvah is still coming. Even though you blew 30 already, the ikar mitzvah are the tkios that you do with the brachos. And that's why if you're a mafsik, you're a mafsik between the bracha and the mitzvah. According to the Rambam and Rov Rishonim, that lechadchila you shouldn't be mafsik, but b'diavad you're okay. You've already been yotzei the ikar mitzvah, right? You heard 30 kolos. That's what we paskin. You heard 30 kolos be ikar adin. The extra ones are to be. The extra ones are to what? To be malave the tefillah. The extra ones are you have malchias achronos and shofros in conjunction with the shofar, and that's what it sounds like from the language of the Gemara. Ubameh, right? Bishofar. That's what it sounds like earlier on Daf Tezayin. But everything's connected. Everything's connected, but it's still better not to be mafsik because you wanna connect the shofaros and the tkios to the tefillah, so it's better not to be mafsik. What about according to the Tosfos Rid? No problem with being mafsik at all. No problem. Right? What's his svara? Right? So if you look in the Ritva later on, Adaf Lamed Dalid, the Ritva says that the later tkios are not even part of the mitzvah of shofar. Right? It's not even about, you've been yotzi the mitzvah of shofar, a little more extreme than the Rambam and the others. You've been yotzi totally, and the later tekiyos are just to help the tefillah go up. But it's not even a connection. It's ma le tefillah betrua. Says the language of the Ritva. V'hanachon bazet, demidina hara yasani dechovas mitzvah shofar, betekiyas demiyushav. We've already been yotzei. V'ein tekiyas shal seder abrachas bo'os lechovas mitzvah shofar. Those tekiyas have nothing to do with the mitzvah of shofar. Elo lechovas hatefillah betzibur. Laha'alos tefillah betrua. Ke'inyin betanios. Shetoken al Zayin brachas demisha ana kedei lahalos tefillah b'shofar. He compares it to a fast day. When we blow shofar on a fast day, there's no mitzvah of blowing shofar. It's just to bolster the tefillah, but not per se as a mitzvah of shofar. Right. So that's what the Ritva compares it to. That must be the Tosas Rid. You've already been yotzei the mitzvah of shofar totally. What you're doing more now? That's to help the tefillah go up, but not in the same way as the Rambam and the others. That it's really being malave the tefillah. It makes it a qualitative different tefillah. Right. It's different. But that could be the Nekudas HaMachlokas between these deos. Again, whether the tefila is malave the tekios, or the tekios are malave the tefila. There's a fascinating Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor, here at Daf Yud Beis and Aleph in the Daf Yarif, the Baal HaMor says he has a different understanding of Miyushav and Mu'umad. Miyushav and Mu'umad, it's on the last Daf here in Rosh Hashanah. First of all, he says, like I said before, Ein Rosh Hashanah Sheva Brachas, Leil Teisha Hein, La'olam, Bein Ba'arvis, Bein B'Shachris, Bein B'Musaf, Bein B'Mincha. Right? Even though you only blow Shofar by Musaf, you only blow Shofar by Musaf, but the nine Brachos are by every Amida. And then he says, Nira Elon Mikan, She'in Lono Lachlok, B'Teisha Brachos, B'Chal Atfilos Hayom, K'mo She'in Lachal Lachlok, B'Shemon Asri Shel Chol, U'B'Sheva Shel Shabbos. V'Yalvi She'in Token El B'Musaf, Kiditznan V'Chul. But then he also discusses Tkiyas de Me'umad and Me'yushav. So we understand Tkiyas de Me'yushav is when you can sit, and those are the first ones. Tkiyas de Me'umad are later on, during the Shemoneh Esrei, when everybody is standing. And says the Baal HaMor, I think it's exactly the opposite. Tkiyas de Me'umad is when everybody stands there and waits beforehand, and Tkiyas de Me'yushav are later. V'niralan pirishmu azu d'Rebbe Yitzchak ke'ena hu shmaitza d'Rebbe Chia bar Gamda. D'amar ein token al bezvan shebezdin yoshvin. U'bi'abay Reb Zera ninaru l'am of lo'am du'mau. Hakanami, hatkiyah shetokuk shein yoshvin elu hatkiyah shetokin b'seder brachos. V'tfila shliach tzibur. V'yavopi shehein mu'umad l'shliach tzibur eidon l'shar ha'am ela miyushav. Everybody else could be sitting. V'tkiyah she'me'umad ha'isa minag bi'adam she'yitokin osak she'yotzi b'yitza knesses. Me'umad is at the end of davening. The end of davening when before everybody left shul, they used to blow. There was a later takana of doing 30 at the beginning, so for the cholim and those who are weak, who have to live in the zakenim, that have to leave. They did that. But says the Baal HaMor also, they even originally didn't have a separate birchas ha'mitzvah. Right, they didn't have a birchas mitzvah. They just blew. The first kolos that were blown were the ones in the Amida. And then they added on the ones later, tekiyas de me'umad, and then they added on the ones earlier. But at that point, there was no separate bracha. Why is that? So this is one of the examples that Rav Shechter brings to back up that nesivus. The nesivus in the beginning of his Haggadah, where he discusses why there's no mitzvah bracha on the mitzvah of Sibri Sis Mitzrayim, says that whenever there is a bracha, that is a bracha, or is done in the context of brachas, it doesn't get its own separate birchas ha-mitzvah. So birchas ha-mazon doesn't get its own separate birchas ha-mitzvah, because it is a mitzvah. Or Sibri Tzis Mitzrayim is done in the context of other brachos, other bracha of Kiddush, the bracha of Magid v'chulu. And Kriyashma is done in the context. If davening is a mitzvah, then Amida, right, that's done in the context of brachas. So here too, the Baal HaMor, the Iker Din of Shofar is with Seder HaBrachas. It's part of the Amida. And therefore, they used to not make a separate birchas hamitzvah. Once they separated it and did it earlier, so then they added on, they made a birchas hamitzvah as well. The Meiri also quotes this day in Rosh Hashanah as well, but this is tkiyas al seder habrachas. Just one other ha'ara about the Ritva. The Ritva's lashon of minus is very strong. Very strong. The Gur Aryeh, the Maharal, and Shmos in Perek Yutes Pasach Chaf also has a line like that. B'chol Makom Shomer Chazal Asmachtahu Shemosh Rabbeinu Kasher Kasav HaTorah Lo Kasav Oso B'Shalosa Asmachta Rakheim Zal Asmachua Osa Midaitam Omer Ani Omer Kein Tobe Devei Chachamim. No, it's not. Sheyesh Lo Devei Asmachta Shedevei Nismachim Akra Miklomer she'ein zeh guf ha-mikra, elo she'nismach d'vareim aleim al guf divrei Torah. U'mechubar al divrei Torah. It's connected to Torah. Right, that's the, those are very strong asmachta terms. You look at the Nosei Kelim on the Rambam, in the Zeres Gimel Beis, they give more of the more passive or not as strong lashon, that it's smamach lazeh al derech simen. It could be there are different times. The Rambam also says, and that's done with Tavirisha Mishnah, that there are certain asmachtas that are done to help us remember. But it could be there are different, there's asmachta and there's asmachta. Sometimes called asmachta ba'alma, the Gemara sometimes says. So there might be different types of asmachtas. Some type of asmachtas that are just, you know, back to the, hinting to back, and other asmachtas that, no, are really about the kavana of the Torah. So it could be, you know, even the Ritva doesn't think there's shalom to make. He thinks that there's a real machlokas here. It could be that we could try to make some shalom, at least in some of the cases. Okay, we'll stop here.